Good morning.
Hey, happy
Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that just may be celebrating.
It's why we love today.
Here we are, 18th day of the 6th month of 2025. 169 in, 196 left to go. A fun numerical thing right there. 16 days until America turns 249 years old.
My son was very concerned about the 4th of July yesterday. Yeah, how many days? Where are we going with this? What do we got? It's going to be the 4th of July. Fine American.
You should tell him to tune into Why We Love Today. We do the daily countdown.
I don't know. That's wakes up early enough. I don't know that we need to encourage anything else in that department.
Everybody loves it.
I love it.
International Sushi Day.
Ooh, do you like the sushi?
I didn't used to, but I, in recent years have become a slight. I'm not adventurous though. That's my problem with the sushi.
Ugh.
I get the basic thing, like the California roll, and maybe something that's a little spicier.
So nothing raw.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. That's the problem.
Is this the girlfriend's influence?
No. This started actually with a kiddo a little bit. She's like, "Why don't we try this?" I'm like, "Okay." It's not bad.
Sometimes you need a host to kind of bring you, try different things.
I mean, if you're paying.
I love it.
I'll eat anything. Speaking of eating, International Picnic Day.
I don't know that today is the day for that.
Yeah, there's only about 4 weeks of the year in Texas that's a good idea. It is Go Fishing Day, which regardless of whatever the conditions are, go for it. There it is. National Splurge Day.
Ooh, what are you going to splurge on? Sushi?
I don't know.
I love it.
It is speaking of, Clean Your Aquarium Day. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do that. Sushi is specially raised.
Please do not play bait. Will It Float with your fish. They do, but it's at the end. Speaking of, Veterinary Appreciation Day. How are all these tied together? And it is one for you. It's International Panic Day.
Okay.
So get ready and go for it.
You need anything to panic about under any circumstances.
Yep.
Or, I mean, if you just need me to pre-panic or worry, anticipatory panic.
You got it.
I'm your girl.
Heather Lee.
You're welcome.
Has anybody ever told y'all are magical?
Not in the last 15 minutes.
On this date in history, things happen. 1892, macadamia nuts were planted in Hawaii for the first time. Ooh. I like that made the list. All right. We had Amelia Earhart breaking news yesterday, but on this date in 1928, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean as a passenger.
Oh.
It was on this date, I think the next year, yesterday, that she just, okay, thanks for showing me. I'll figure out how to do it from here. Did it on her own. Also of female aviator history, 1983, astronaut Sally Ride became America's first woman in space.
Atta girl.
In betwixt, musically, 1948, Columbia Records unveiled its new long-playing 33.5 RPM phonograph record. We got it for you. On this date, 1984, in movie history, Rhinestone premiered in theaters.
Oh my gosh, Dolly Parton and Sylvester Stallone.
It, on paper, in 84, seemed like a good idea.
Right.
Until that paper later on in the script called for Sylvester Stallone to actually sing. Like, actually sing. Not like have somebody dub the voice. Like, actually do it.
Do you remember the clothing?
Rhinestone. On this date in 2018, President Trump orders the establishment of Space Force, 6th military branch. Wow, I wonder if so in 219 years or something like that, are we going to celebrate the birthday of Space Force and have a military parade in the air?
I don't know. Are we going to still sing the theme song?
And it was on this date 2 years ago, the Titan submersible did not end up very well at the bottom of the ocean.
That was 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Because last year, on this date, Justin Timberlake got the DUI.
Ooh. And what do you drink, Justin?
Evidently too much.
Okay, I know. Was it Jen?
It's going to be May.
Wasn't Jen?
Sushi.
Sushi will not get you a DUI.
Happy birthday, Ada, Oklahoma's own son, Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
49 today. That's a good right there. We'll play a lot of Blake today. Not Texas music, but it's close. Isabella Rossellini, otherwise, is 73. I shared Swedish meatballs with her one time.
You did? Is she nice?
She is very nice. Mm. Carol Kane is 70. She probably likes sushi.
Did you guys go to IKEA together?
We did not. No.
Swedish meatballs.
But John Cleese sat between us.
That is so weird.
It is the weirdest story of my life. That and an elevator ride with Alan Rickman. And I know. Carol Kane, genius, is 73. Paul McCartney is 83 today.
Awesome.
That's a big one. And then happy birthday to Hank Fan John Newcomer. Happy birthday. If you have one, let us know. 817-877-1921.
Good morning, Hank fans and family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're waking up with Hank FM.